Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrical diva locus, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetic with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock at the dawn.
niggas know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio getting blowed to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. Real nigga named 96, he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital just fine like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We shoot Drake on gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this raw shit deeply. There seem too many real players gone to let these bitch niggas beat you. Fuck. Let's be honest, you a punk, or you would see me with gloves. But that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug, and you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Way back, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, playing like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit, you need a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Nigga, I guess all lies, open my third motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Nigga, I guess all lies, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. I guess all eyes open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard you was light skin stocky with a Haitian accent. Jewelry fast cars and he known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lace this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world is mine, set me up, wrap me up. Niggas stuck me up, heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, from everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots and tough. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against all lies, I'm over my true motherfuckers, no. This be realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all lies, up in the studio, getting blown. The true shit I ever spoke. Against all lies, open my true motherfuckers, no. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that back, he did some shitty shit to this. So we ride for that. And that nigga that was there with me, rest of dead. Sweet vibes, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was Rick. Nah, your whole damn style is Rick. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Now you wanna live my life, what's a hot tonight? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies, blow them up against the wall. Close his eyes, since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas see the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? I guess all lies, open my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. I guess all lies, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. I guess all lies, open my true motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. I guess all lies, up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. I guess all lies. Gun love to my true thug niggas. 21 gun salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 gun salute. I salute you, my niggas, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all right. I don't care who the fuck you touch me or match you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. You and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule the war unless I got my money right. I got my money right now. Got one war.
Blasphemy, man. My family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. Struggling, known to hustle, screaming, fuck they feelings. I got advice from my father, all he told me was this: nigga, get off your ass if you plan to be rich. There's 10 rules to the game, but I'll share with you too. No, niggas gon' hate you for whatever you do. Now rule one, get your cash on M.O.B. That money over bitches cause they breed envy. Now rule two, it's a hard one, watch for phonies. Keep your enemies close, nigga, watch your homies. It seemed a little unimportant when he told me I smiled. Picture jewels being handed to an innocent child. I never knew in my lifetime I lived by these rules. Initiated as an outlaw, studying rules. Now papa ain't around, so I gotta recall. I'll come to grips with being written on my enemy's walls. Promise if I have a seat, I'ma guide him right. Dear Lord, don't let me die tonight. I got words for my comrades, listen and learn. Ain't nothing free, give back what you earn. No doubt, getting high in the motherfucker, bless me please. This third life will be the death of me. Come on, I remember what my papa told me. Remember what my pa told me. Blasphemy.
No, but them are still in the name of the Lord. Them are still no crime.
And I remember what my papa told me.
In the name of the Lord. In the name while the
we probably in hell already. Our dumb ass is not knowing. Everybody kissing ass to go to heaven ain't going. Put my soul on it. I'm fighting devil niggas daily. Plus the media be crucifying brothers severely. Tell me I ain't God's son. Nigga, mama virgin. We got a dick that had to lead a bird. Back in the ghetto doing wild shit. Looking at the blood don't pay. Criminal mind all the time. Wait for judgment day. They say Moses split the Red Sea. I split the blood and roll the fat when I'm deadly. Babylon beware. Coming for the Pharaoh's skin. Retaliation making legends off the shit we did. Still bullshitting niggas in Jerusalem waiting for signs. God coming, she's taking her time. Living by the now while the water flows. I'm contemplating the plot, wonder where the thought of gold. Brothers getting shot, coming back, resurrected. Is this that raw shit, nigga, check it. Can I remember what my papa told me? Can I remember what my papa told me? Blasphemy.
No, for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no cry, hold them I'm still in the flow. You feel the name of the Lord in pain while the people in the ghetto feel no pain.
The preacher want me buried, why? I know he a liar. Have you ever seen a crackhead? That's eternal fire. Why you got these kids' minds thinking that they evil? Why the preacher be a wicked? You say honor God, people should we cry when the poor die? My request, we should cry if they cry when we bury Malcolm X. Mama, tell me, am I wrong? Is God just another cop waiting to be my ass if I don't go pop? Memories of a past time, giving up cash to the leaders, knowing damn well they ain't gon' feed us. In my brain, how can you explain common BC? It's hard enough to live now. And these times of grief, they say Jesus is a kind man. But you understand times in this crime land. My third nation, do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I leave this and hope God can see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. I leave this here. I leave this and hope God see my heart is pure. It's heaven just another door. And my people say,
not for them I'm still in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no fly.
And I remember what my papa told me.
You sin the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto them feel no pain. No for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no fly. But all of my feet in the flow. You sin the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto feel no pain. No for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no fly. But all of my feet in the flow. You sin the name of the Lord in vain. While the people in the ghetto feel no pain. No for them I feel in the name of the Lord. Them I tell no cry, hold my bird in a crow. You sing the name of the Lord in vain while the people in the ghetto feel no pain.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freeway-ing. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, Be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feel in real independence, that they just pull in contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally clouded your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our home. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song she's your African queen, and on the next one she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
The fresh one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
I want to have, I want to make my people proud. I put my city on my back and come to bring it down. It's strong against the weak, the poor against the rich. The moral of the story, they ain't giving niggas shit. All the broke folks trying to get next to the rich.
Number one question is, are you running the Panthers? Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve.
Story, they ain't give a nigga shit.
Free on for you It's a big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoovers to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the T, Malik, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the ladies took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American freak. Go. Heavy statement, count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead I take advantage, look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. We get that coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show long. Damn.
Direct spirit of making history, taking some tape history, y'all. October 4th, 2023, y'all. Heads up, eyes on the fist clench. Y'all know this is and how we do this. Get locked and loaded for another episode here at Free of Mind Radio. We are Intellectual Radio. October 4th, 2023. Calling numbers 929-477-3785. I know. That's it. If I'm talking too fast, y'all listening too slow, y'all know that. Y'all should know that now. That hard. 929-477-3780. Okay, y'all. Damn. Okay, but call that number in about 10 minutes. Press 1 and get in. 929 number is on that flyer. Call, yeah. You got 10 minutes. Yep. Right on, press 1, Fremont. Okay, I lost y'all on Instagram because so, I know my volume is gone. I'm going to lock out and come right back in. Trying to work how we do this here. Yeah, I know I ain't the best with this here. Okay, bam. Okay, come on up out of here. Okay, now, I'm alive again. Y'all bear with me. Or better yet, I'm moving. Give me, there's a call. Okay, let's try this again, y'all. Heads up, eyes on the fist. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free of Mind Radio, y'all. And call us when you're in queue, you got to press 1 to get in. You're moving and grooving. You got a curfew. You might want to keep it moving. You can't go past certain streets. You know what I'm saying? You might be heads up. We are crossing all colonial lines. We respect no colonial borders. We ain't set tripping. You know what I'm saying? You might get a call from the Congo, from Cook County Jail, Angola, you name it. You dig? 929-477-7375. Press 1 to get in. Also, you can 708-223-8953. October 4th, 2023. Forgive me, y'all. I'm self-critical. Y'all know I ain't doing no commercials for these jokers, man. But hey, let this coffee keep me moving and grooving, y'all. 1 second. Moving nonstop. Some callers calling in. We talking about a number of things. I want to give me a minute to talk. I'm going to some political depth. We owe that to him. A little more political depth in regards to fallen comrade, Tupac Amaru Shakur. I won't go into more political depth with that. Deserves more. In fact, I was having a salute right back at you, my sister, right on half in the building. Real talk. Everything is political. Everything is political. I don't sound redundant with that. You didn't say my words, terms, fashion. And a lot of times, particularly in our community, we are forced to a reactionary assessment. In other words, it's just what we're able to see. And politics, political analysis calls for to take into account past, as we say, with the philosophical tool that we utilize, dialectical materialism. In other words, we come to grips with certain things and come to conclusions by taking into account past history, common sense, logic. In other words, certain forces, you know, we take into account location, where you at, you know what I'm saying, the past history. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you don't like even the class contradiction, how the petty bourgeoisie move, how certain forces are moved. In other words, not devalued, not limited to just something, not limited to the side, something as minimal as a person means well, or so on and so forth. And we'll be talking about that. Tupac Amaru Shakur, where you come from? Where you come from? Cloth you cut from? These are dynamics that the system takes into account when they do psychological profiles on you, you know what I'm saying? And not just our community, we do it in the reactionary way. In other words, you know what I'm saying, you go into the lounge or something, you say, now where you at? What's, you know what I'm saying? What set of person comes from? All these different dynamics you take into account. You have certain forces, such as Tupac Amaru Shakur. I'm quoting this joke of the little slave, Lil Wayne. He said, when you great, you assassinate. You know what I'm saying? Even if the pawns and the players don't know the respective role they play, because see, the ruling class, in particular, they utilize a tactic that a lot of times the African community don't deal with. Need to know basis. A case example, Deputy Chairman Friend, Defense Captain Mark Clark, with those assassinations. One thing that the agent provocateur William O'Neill had said himself was that he thought he was going to contact him and tell him something. He did, like, when they moving, how they moving, so on and so forth. Let me tell you one of y'all. They was going to contact him or something. But the system, they're saying, he flattered himself. So when you know, Agent Barker to William O'Neill, he flattered himself. And a lot of times, you know, saying, Cass, you can get what they call gaslighted to believe that you have, that your role is more significant than you think. We can look at cases like, let's stick with this case in hand. You know, so let's keep it close to home. There's a hashtag we put up when the movie Judas and Black Messiah came out, that William O'Neill was not the only one. William O'Neill was not the only one. That, you know what I'm saying, contrary to a narrative, people try to say it was just one agent volunteer, so on and so forth. But it's you look at such narratives or periodicals or books by acknowledged agent provocateur, Earl Anthony, book he called Spit in the Wind. He talks about how when he worked for the federal government, how he would come back to report back to his handlers. He would tell them certain things. He said, you know, he probably would limit certain information that he gave him back to them. And they beat him up one time and told him that, what happened about the other part? He's like, how do you know what else happened to me? Their thing was, you think you're the only agent we got up in there? And a lot of, again, some they psychological profile as another case, not the agent provocateur, snitch, informant. They put certain individuals in our community around us to keep a certain dynamic going. They had a thing in prisons where they would send certain individuals inside of prison so that they knew they could time that when it's going to kick off. You know what I'm saying? They said, this person, get with that person, so on and so forth. It was a case in Miami. It was an individual in Miami where the guy had the guy in Miami, and they was interviewing him, and they was talking to him, and he didn't know how long he was on the Central Intelligence Agency's payroll. They was showing him. They said, you recall that time when Aristide was speaking, the former president of Haiti, and someone had approached him, a young lady, in fact, and she said, well, you speak better than Aristide. Why aren't you a spokesperson? stroked his ego. And they caught it to the time he was there. Then there was a time when U.S. ships had pulled up, how he had thought he had organized a protest against the ship coming up. And they showed him the documentation, say, no, what was happening at the time was the CIA was trying to make Clinton, the U.S. President Clinton, look bad at the time. So there's certain people that they, you know, say trigger points, you know what I'm saying, which you can do. Think about it in your own community. There's certain individuals you know, okay, if this happens, they're gonna respond this way. Imagine a system. Our community, and a lot of times when you in it, like my brother Jacob Blake was telling me the other day, he said, champ, you should go scuba dive one day. He said, really puts you, helps you put you in context of how small, or, let me know if y'all was still hear me, though. Let me know if y'all was still hear me. Because that's when they call the Instagram, the volume goes out. Y'all hear me? Y'all cool away on water or something? So, give me a heads up if y'all was still here on Instagram. We got some guests in here too. I mean, I'm gonna acknowledge in a minute. Y'all's gonna take on bring your political muscle, get a little, you know, training in first. The Aristide, all the guys that worked in Miami. So again, these psychological profiles that they have, you can look at his cases, and it's with people by the scuba diving. And me and Jacob Blake was talking, and he was saying, man, it really puts you in context how small you are in regards to the world. Like, even when you fly, when you take a flight, you look down, you're like, man, how things are laid out. And it humbles you. Because with the system, they do a lot of times, they grab certain entertainers, certain individuals from the community, and they gaslight you. And for quite some time, a lot of people was under the impression that the world was square, and a lot of people believe that if they can't, out of old saying, if a tree falls in the forest, audio was out. I knew it. Yeah, okay. Okay. Shit. So y'all call me online. I got the audio goes out, and I got to start all over again. We Wednesday 6:30 to 8:30, y'all. We are Wednesday 6:30 to 8:30. I can't say that enough times, y'all. Just like, man, like going for somebody going to a preacher doing Sunday service. This 6:30 to 8:30. This, in fact, our mantra would be, this is the show that you cancel watching Empire, folks. When everybody's watching Empire, we was right here at Freedom All Radio. You know what I'm saying? So this is, again, 6:30, 8:30 p.m. This is where we at. Locked and loaded. Psychological profiles. You know, you have a... arrogance that you think, you know, saying things revolve around you, as opposed to saying, wait a minute, I'm just a small player in this world. Like the old saying goes, if a tree falls in the forest, if it makes a sound, if you don't hear it. And the reality is, of course it does, whether you hear it or not. But most people believe that the world revolves around them. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, so much humility to sit back and say, wait a minute, let me see who this person's background, where they come from, so on and so forth. You know, so you take into account, okay, Crenshaw, you know what I'm saying, 1988 in Los Angeles. You take, you know what I'm saying, where you from, all this, how person impact. Take the crack era. We still paying the price for that Hiroshima that was dropped on our community. It's certain, you know what I'm saying, in our times, in our community, we had this blanket reaction and assessment of just nationalism. We all black, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to taking into account who came post what they call the Great Migration. What peers, the South Side, West Side, that different dynamics from that. You're impacted by that. You're impacted by the Southeast Side, being by the Lake Michigan, by the water. You're by the water, as opposed to other parts of the United States, by the water. All this impacts who you're dealing with. Your children. A person has children. You have children. Your respective children are different, are impacted different by who you were in your life. You know what I'm saying? They see mom at a different stage in the game, and their siblings see mom at a different stage in the game. So you got to take all into account. Also, definitely got to shout out to y'all. Clinch Fist Salute. H.R.I. Brown, free email, Jamila Mean. Today is his birthday. Again, H.R.I. Brown, one of the most charismatic, man, phenomenal forces of the Black Power movement. Still out there right now to this date. This is who, a lot of people think James Brown came out and said, I'm black and I'm proud. But this who, man, put that political impact down on, said, man, you go back to the studio, that garbage you're talking about. James Brown came back out to him, I'm black and I'm proud. Look at this also in this case in Chicago. I think a caller's going to bring us to speed in a minute about that. If a lot of y'all haven't even heard about it. You know what I'm saying? I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Brothers killed in his apartment. I'm thinking details as we go. I had to come back in. I was in Montgomery, Alabama. I had to come back in town for an emergency move. There was a situation. Let me get this on my chest as ASAP. Isn't our political muscle has to be tightened that you can recognize certain, you know what I'm saying, what's the real deal? Had an old commercial go, Orville Reckonville, or is it real popcorn or not? Is it live as Memorex? There's a dynamic. There's an attempt tomorrow in City Hall that we have not validated, not authorized. Don't get, you know what I'm saying? We pulling the covers. We exposing the contradictions about the legacy of the Black Panther Party. You did? About the landmarks, you know what I'm saying? And our people think from the neck of that, like, oh, that's good. No, hey, I just said the streets, all money ain't good money. You dig? So we want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to expose this contradiction. I ain't got my pen and paper right now, but we will be letting you know, call in the email to the Historic Landmark Commission to acting commissioner, I think, Patrick Murphy. We not up with this. We are not up with this. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to heighten the contradictions on who all is complicit with this attempted crime to hijack the legacy of the Black Panther Party. Who we got? You, Eugene Hendricks. Say my name is Doris. I would love to have a meeting with you about your father. I'm building a museum. That was one. And it's something of your father, Jana. You can go to my Facebook page, Better Use African Culture Museum website. Please let me know your family. Okay, give me inbox if you can, Eugene. Okay, give me a resume of who I'm dealing with. As I said, we're talking about right now about some people who try to hijack the legacy of the Black Panther Party tomorrow in City Hall. As we speak. So we'll be dealing with that. I'm going to talk about a situation that happened, you know, again, close here at home, too. We'll talk about that in a minute. But give me a heads up. What else? H.R. Brown. Who else we got? H.R. Brown. We're getting calls in queue.
Grandma, Brother Chairman, call in queue, call it 404-436,
Grandma. Grandma, welcome to Grandma Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Chairman?
I'm doing, keeping our head up on this end. Welcome to Fremont Radio. Let our listener audience know who we have here and what we can say. What's the case here? What are we talking about? Bring us up to speed.
So my name is Jay Charles. I'm the brother of Abner Joseph. He was the vice principal who was murdered about 2 weeks ago in Chicago.
Can all my listeners hear? He's Abner Joseph, vice principal, who was murdered in Chicago, as you said, about 2 weeks ago. Let me know.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube. If y'all can make sure, give me a heads up. Y'all can hear. Y'all can't hear. The audio is loud enough for y'all. Okay. Well, first and foremost, let me premise with our condolences, and then we're gonna go from there. I was out of town. I got a few calls about this case. You know what I'm saying? Brother Crystal and others give me a heads up, but I don't know if our listeners, it really wasn't that much press in regards to the case. So you can, you know what I'm saying, fill in, you know, any blanks. So just, in fact, just don't take for a foregone conclusion that we do know what happened. Give us what you can, you know what I'm saying, in regards to your brother's death.
Well, first of all, there was press coverage the day it happened. You had a lot of news agency reporting it. But the way they reported it was basically a false narrative of my brother. They painted the picture of him as being so-called crazy and basically saying he was banging on doors. And the way it was leading up to, it was basically saying he deserved to be killed. That's how they painted the picture. And it was completely false. So we had to clarify that. We went to the Rainbow Push Coalition, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He assisted us with the press conference. And also Darius Randall, the Reverend Darius Randall, and we clarified a lot of stuff this past Saturday in the press conference. But I just want to clear the air on what happened. So on Thursday,
Brother Jay, before you clear the air, let me say I'm self-critical. Let me first premise with this. Let us humanize him first. You know what I'm saying? Let me. I don't want. That's something I usually do. Let us give us, because a lot of times we can't. You know what I'm saying? We can get stoic or used to, you know, him, death in our community. Let us, you know what I'm saying? Tell us who he is. Who your brother? Who he is? You know what I'm saying? So let me backtrack with that. Cause, you know what I'm saying? I think that's important. We try to preface with who we talking about here, because I think we can't get caught up with just hearing numbers, stats, and facts. Who was Abner Joseph?
My brother, he was a wonderful individual. I know a lot of people said their person's a one of a kind, but my brother was truly one of a kind. Like, he had this aura that he just, his presence, man, like, it just brung people in. But if we're talking about career, he graduated from Florida State University with a degree in psychology. And he went to Teach for America, where he graduated, and he pursued his career. He started the teaching career in Georgia, and he eventually moved up into assistant principal, where he taught at KIPP. After KIPP, he taught for about 7 years at KIPP, and that's when he decided to move to Chicago about 14 months ago, where he was assistant principal of culture at Intrinsic School in Chicago. And that was my brother, man. He was a traveler. He loved the children. He even started publicizing a book before his death. And it was he was trying to build a school. It was called the E3 Movement. And it was basically gathering up lower income children and basically making them like prominent people in society. And what he was doing was incorporating everything he learned from my older brother. My older brother was like basically the cornerstone of him being able to teach. Like, he incorporated everything our older brother taught us at a young age. And that's how he was able to basically gather up these lower income children and make them prominent citizens in, you know, society. So that's who my brother was. Like, he was just
is it a site? Or YouTube clip, because you sent me some footage. Is this a place people can go see some of the footage of him in action?
You could go on Instagram. It's called his Instagram page. We created one. It's called Justice for Abner. I could spell it out for you. It's J-U-S-T-I-C-E. The number 4, ABNERD, Justice for Abner.
On Instagram, y'all, Justice for Abner, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, yes. The number 4, ABNER, and you say it's a D?
A, B as in Bob, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, R as in Ricardo, D, yeah, D.
B is in black.
D as in Derek.
Okay, D is in Derek. Okay, got you.
Dog, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so y'all check that Instagram. I'll make sure I check it out to myself. Give us, okay, now, like I said, it was some brief media coverage. And Darius and Crystal Garden, they brought it to my attention. I mean, I did see some brief media attention on it. So what happened? I mean, what's the status now? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I meant to talk to you face to face, but I was out of the city. Why has this campaign, Justice for Abner, why has it been launched? Why was it necessary to just launch their campaign?
The movement was launched to humanize Abner and basically to bring justice, because the guy who murdered my brother, his name is Garrett Smith, and he pursued my brother. They stayed on the same floor in the Millennial at Loop. It's a condo high-rise in Chicago. So he basically pursued my brother to the 48th floor and murdered him in cold blood. And he said he feared for his life. So as of right now, they detained him, but they released him without any charge. So we're the movement started because, like, hey, we need to get this person, Garrett Smith. We need to get him locked up. He needs to see his day in court, because what he did was a crime. A crime was committed, and he needs to see his day in court.
Was he self-defense? I mean, has he made any statements in regards to the
case?
He said he feared for his life.
Yeah, but he pursued my brother.
Okay.
Mind you, Chairman, they stay on the same floor. My brother and him stayed on the same floor, four doors down from each other. And on Thursday, September 14th, I get a call that, hey, my brother's deceased. But from what the detectives told me, my brother was murdered on the 48th floor of that condo. And he was shot seven times, once in the ring finger. That tells me my brother had his hands out to try to prevent, you know, the shooting. And this man who pursued my brother up the 48th floor told detectives that he feared for his life. That's why he murdered my brother.
And for those outside of Chicago listening audience, downtown Loop,
that's the Millennial at Legacy.
So this is not, I know a lot of times people hear about Chicago and they kind of get used to it or got hurt, somebody got shot, so on and so forth. But to put like in contrast, this is downtown Chicago. So you don't hear that narrative. It's like seven shots, you know what I'm saying? To be connected with that. And this is in Chicago. I got to ask this question. I mean, I don't want to draw the foregone conclusion that people even know. The question of race. I mean, your brother definitely is black. You know what I'm saying? What's the guy? Was Darius Smith the guy what's his name? Darius Smith. Regardless, his race.
Garrett,
his race.
With a G. He's a white male.
Huh? White male. Okay.
White male.
And obviously, some people say, I had a discussion with someone the other day, and they said, we were talking about people trying to hijack their legacy. This is kind of a different subject, but the Panther Party, someone said, what's their race? And they said, never mind, it doesn't matter. I said, no. I said, I'm a realist. I'm not a racist. But in this country in particular, well, you're talking about the music industry, the movie, you're talking about crime in your community, you're talking about justice, you're talking about food deserts, whatever you're talking about, you can never negate the question of race. I'll say, If you think so, I mean, whether it be for employment, whether it be, in fact, if I remember a situation, your sister, I hadn't talked to her about 15, 20 years, talked to her today, and we was laughing, we going back in time when the cell phones was really just coming out, and she told me she worked for Sprint, I believe, and I was like, man, Sprint cut me off for 5 cents, you know, and she said, yeah, and she said, well, she worked for them, they're trained to, like, even listen to the vernacular of your voice, and if it sounds like a black person, you know what I'm saying? You know, okay, cut you off. If you call a white person, how do you know what I'm saying? So, we can work a payment plan out, so on and so forth. So I just want to give a little background for people to have a question, like, why did I ask that question? Why? You talk about, like, even anything, you know what I'm saying? Again, food, TV show, what, you know, so the music, everything. So I just want to put that, you know, so put that in the context also. What has been the response from people? Have you heard, you know, say, have you heard any follow up, you know what I'm saying, from law enforcement, because they're investigating this, or people asking questions, or people come with any like background information on this guy, Smith, you know, since the campaign been put forth, what has been the follow up?
We spoke with the detective and we basically just listened to him. It seemed like they're gonna let this guy go, and that's what we don't want. So we need all the assistance we can get, Chairman. Like we need your help.
We hearing you and your family loud and clear. We're gonna make sure we give out this Instagram contact again. Once we repost this, we share this. My question, Rick. What's that case? I can kind of just trigger my. What is that case that just hit me when you just mentioned this? I'm thinking about what's what's that case I'm trying to think of?
Trayvon Martin,
the white lady. No. Well, now that you mention it. Okay, now that you're the Zimmerman's position, because this who was not an actual law enforcement, but the arrogance are going to be following Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. He's a neighborhood safety watch or something like that. Just the common citizenry to feel comfortable that we'd be in the case of Trayvon Martin. Yeah, and it's something else come to mind. What's this case?
Bokeem Aubrey.
Damn, man, okay, now that you mention that, okay, the case of Ahmaud Arbery, that's in Georgia, when outside Atlanta, right, when he was jogging,
yep.
And the two individuals, the son and the father felt they had the right to track him down. In fact, he jogged through the neighborhood. Ahmaud Arbery, hold on, let's go on. That was not the case I was talking about, but now that you mention them. This is another case. Texas. The white lady, Botham, was his case. The lady, she lived in the office of the police. It was a white lady.
I know what you're talking about.
What's the case? Can it come to me, man? Botham. All right, listeners, come on now. I brag about the listener audience.
Botham Jean.
Look at some of these cases.
I believe Amber Geyer, that was a female who killed him.
And ironically, we're talking about the timeline. I think it's around a quote unquote anniversary, the timing. Yep. When it occurred.
Even Chairman, sorry to interrupt, but you could take it back to mm-hmm. Emmett Till. You know,
mm-hmm.
Emmett Till mm-hmm. was killed by a white vigilante who thought he was wrong. They took upon themselves to take law into their own hand and murder this young black male. And that's the narrative in America.
Yeah.
Like, you have white vigilantes who take upon themselves to murder innocent people without fear of repercussion from the law.
And it's not just, no doubt, a lot of times, like even the actual, those invested with the quote-unquote power, whether it be the badge or what have you, but just the common citizens, like we say, like I was having a discussion not too long ago about even the term picnic, and I was saying, I was laying out how I was in France, and I said, I didn't have an issue with it over there, but I was saying the issue we had with in the States is the history of the term, where it comes from. Like pick a nigger, like literally, and you look at the history of Hallmark greeting cards. They would show pictures of of lynchings and hangings, and they would sell like even the private parts of black men in particular, black children in particular. They would pickle them, sell them souvenirs. But you look at those faces; it wasn't this easy to go to. This is racist white man, or the Ku Klux Klan member. Not negating that they were there, but the common citizens, you were the children, and the boldness. You know what I'm saying? Not the comfortability, the cockiness. You know what I'm saying? The climate. Like, in fact, it came back from the Legacy. I recommend everyone go see this Legacy Museum. I recommend everyone down in Montgomery, Alabama. This is the brainchild. This is a product of brother attorney Brian Stevens. They did a movie about the case he worked on, entitled "Just Mercy." Show body in the building, man. Love you, brother. Free them all. "Just Mercy," with Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx that played in. His brother's on death row, and this museum. I mean, I'm looking at it as a template for some ideas, man. In fact, Brian Stevens was my attorney and Mumia Abu-Jamal's attorney at the same time one time. I recommend everybody go see it. It shows the lynchings, and it puts it in context, like even it takes it out of this abstract, reactionary, just these racist people. Like, I mean, the politics of it, the politics, not just the people who engaged in the lynching, putting the newspaper ads, insurance companies, how people, it was like justified, people, hunting you down. And like, you think about that, you said seven shots, your brother was shot seven times?
Seven times.
just even like even there's a policy to location, like in certain period, like certain places you think of, whoa, like when you said, like just when you said downtown Chicago, that's a mindset really that people say, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you don't, man, you, a lot of people scared to pass gas, don't fart too loud downtown, you know what I'm saying? Let alone to pull a trigger, you know what I'm saying? Seven times, you know what I'm saying? The noise, I mean, alone, you know what I'm saying? And like, location, like they say, like when you ride past, even now Madison, about people from out of town, when you cross over to certain areas from the west side to Oak Park, whatever, you can, it's like literally night and day, literally, you know? And so even to feel comfortable in the boldness, I mean, to shoot seven times inside the building. And so really to put this in political context, so listen to the viewers, we need y'all to make sure y'all check this out right on Sister Comrade. IG at Justice. My glasses off. JUSTICE, the number 4, ABNERD. Check it out, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. I just seen some of the footage of the vice principal, you know what I'm saying? Some of the footage of the work the brother was doing. And you know what I'm saying? And I want you to keep us up to speed. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Regards to where is on this case. I know your family, like majority, a lot of your family, y'all not here. Y'all had to get the travel expenses to come back and forth to Chicago. So I don't know if people need to assist y'all with that, whatever the case may be. Y'all got, you know, point and keep us abreast, people that are here, you know what I'm saying, like any runs or errands or, you know, updates that people need to do, check up on here. And our niche, you know what I'm saying, is that, you know what I'm saying, our streets, our office is the streets. So, you know, we, you know what I'm saying, like help put, keep his name out there and on whatever phenomenon, whether it be block club parties, poetry sets, you know, to the people, you know what I'm saying, and whatever, yeah. You know, whatever arena. That's our niche, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna make sure I add you on my Instagram. I'm tightening up my rank. I'm tightening up my skills and my social media. I don't know if y'all see my Instagram last night, man. It was an emotional hit, you know. And I'm talking about that too in a minute, you know what I'm saying? What occurred on my Instagram yesterday. But y'all make sure y'all tap into this on Instagram again. IG at JUSTICE for Abnerd, ABNERD, and this is the venue. This vehicle is open for you, your respective family. We are every Wednesday, and follow me too. I mean, different outlets. I'm going to be on the Carl Nelson Show tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central Time. So whatever, you know, avenues we have access to, you're definitely welcome for that. You're welcome to that, and I'll try to touch down too in the Georgia area, whatever connects we got. And it go without saying. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Can I say something to the viewers, the audience?
Yes, sir.
All right. Where are we? Chicago, or is this nationwide?
Oh, you international. You listen. You have people. You have. Well, I listen to all this consistent man. I mean, like literally. I mean, we get calls from comedian Lunell to Dave Chappelle is in town tomorrow. He might be listening in to. The brothers in the Cook County Jail, the women in local prison, to people out there from the Cook County. Venezuela. This is an international listening audience. International.
All right. To all the viewers out there, we as Abner's family, we need your assistance. So we have a GoFundMe out there. If you can't donate, then we as a family would like you to contact Mayor Brandon Johnson. We also would like you to contact the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, Larry Snelling, and also Kim Fox, the state attorney for Cook County. And we would like you to demand that charges be brought to Garrett Smith for the murder of Abner Joseph. Again, those three individuals are Mayor Brandon Johnson, Superintendent Larry Snelling, and also Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, and demand that charges be brought to Garrett Smith for the murder of Abner Joseph. We also have a GoFundMe, and you can find that at the Justice for Abner page on Instagram. And This funding is basically to fight the injustice that my brother suffered at the hand of Garrett Smith. Thank you.
We thank you, brother. Again, I condolence to you and your entire family. This outlet, again, is open. Anytime you want to call in, feel free. This is a week every Wednesday, 6:30, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Give us a social media contact again, if you can, one more time. So make sure those who missed just tuning in with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a case, I think, approximately 2 weeks ago. We just was giving a litany, a long litany of cases that just reminds us of, you know what I'm saying, the whole, the politics of just not that of technically law enforcement, the common citizenry. In other words, just, you know, people are late, you know what I'm saying, when, you know, it emboldens people to move, you know what I'm saying, and kind of, brother, it struck my memory banks, you know what I'm saying, the George Zimmerman, so on and so forth. What came to my mind at first was the Botham Jean case in Texas. But you know what I'm saying? We go back a whole pre and post, you know, in the case of Emmett Till, so on and so forth. But again, give us that social media contact again, my brother. Jay.
Yes, for it is Justice for Abners. JUSTICE, the number 4ABNERD. And if you want to contact via email, we have that email address for you as well. And that email is info@justice4abnerd.com. info@justice4abnerd.com.
And go for me, because again, you're not based in Chicago, right? Guys, just even travel expenses alone, back and forth to Chicago. What's the GoFundMe information?
All right, the GoFundMe information. Let me pull it up for you. So this is the it's legal funds for the Joseph family. Legal fund. For the Joseph, JOSEPHS family. Legal fund for the Joseph family.
We'd like to know another episode of Freedom Art Radio. It's been making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. For those who just tuned in with us, y'all, again, man, we in the spirit of internationalism. We rolling all over the world. So y'all, you'll see y'all just tuning in again. Our brother Jay from the Kids of Avenue Joseph, man. You know what I'm saying? Again. Spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. We go to tap into the Instagram, the social media he posted, as well as reshare the show. My brother, you're welcome to stay in with us. Any other comments you want to make? You're welcome to hold on with us while we touch on a few more subjects. We ain't got no strict borders. We say, well, okay, well, this discussion is closed. So you can feel free to call back in or stay on, however you want to do. You know what I'm saying? We moving and grooving on our weekly radio episode of Free Mall Radio.
All right. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, my brother. Anytime, anywhere. As we say, duty bound, service of the people, y'all. So, comrade, we have any more callers in queue?
Not free amount, but the chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free amount.
And we say callers in free amount. And we say callers in queue. Callers, you can call. I'll tell you some of that. You can listen to this on the. You can listen on your actual phone. So I said, well, I ain't get all I got is a cell phone. You can actually call 929-477-3785 and just listen. Also, we need you to subscribe to YouTube, Chairman Fred Jr. Chairman Fred Jr. Subscribe. Press that like button again. Chairman Fred Jr. Subscribe. Happy birthday, A-Trap Brown, Imam Jimmy Lalameen. Happy birthday. Let's move forward today. We look forward to him. A-Trap Brown again, charismatic, phenomenal for us. We're still locked up, y'all. He was targeted. He remains to be targeted. I mean, they made up an actual law for him. You know what I'm saying? The H.R. Brown law. They said if you spoke across state lines and incited a quote-unquote riot, you know what I'm saying? They charged the H.R. Brown law. I mean, man, the epitome of cool and charismatic. You know what I'm saying? Man, phenomenal for us, man. So many contributions to our people. Yeah, I remember I spoke at Morehouse, I believe, was spelled. I forgot where I spoke in Atlanta. I kind of offended that the students didn't know who H.R. Brown was. Imam Jimmy Lalameen, yeah, because this is a community anchor. He's retargeted in 19, what year this was? I was in Stateville. 90, I can't recall what year was it. I say 96, maybe 95, 97. Again, the case of killing, they say they trumped the case of killing a sheriff, Ronald Kitchen. And but the deal is, even one guy they used, they tried to give him a case prior to this. This is one of the cases that they say he pulled a shot or something before. And this guy ended up taking shahada under Imam Jamal Amin. In other words, you don't see, he became a Muslim under him. And he talked about how the police tried to use him as a pawn to have Imam Jamal Amin locked up. You know what I'm saying? And this kind of ties our discussion to him about pawns in the game. Pawns in the game. And I, you know what I'm saying, the state, the system, they would love us, okay, like, whether we, you know what I'm saying, say, okay, here, take that. It's like, you know what I'm saying, like I said, the police coming into a hustler's house, and the police come and say, oh, what we have here, a bag of marijuana, and the guy got some more stuff in the bag. He's like, yeah, you right, take that. You know what I'm saying? Leave it at that. Because once you start going to discuss, get deep, and people say, whoa, wait a minute, there's some other stuff going on here. The system would love them, so whether it be the cases of John Bird in Chicago with the torture, they attempted to say it was John Burgess, a bad police, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, what's this case right now, Jacksonville, Florida. Check out that case, too, Jacksonville, Florida. Type in the brother who just got beat up by the police in Jacksonville. Look at his face. The brother in Jacksonville, Florida was beat up. And they tried to say this old thing about a culture of bad police. I like how the other guy said, what you call it here, a whole bunch of apple trees or something like this. I forget the term they use. Not one bad police, but it was not a crop. It's a term they use for that, though. But it puts it more in context. Like, no, this is the MO, the modus operandi. I had to get out. But so pawns in the game where the system say, okay, here, take that. That's a bad person. We, you know what I'm saying? And even law enforcement talk about when Park was shot. You know what I'm saying? The police said, you know, man, what's going on? And they were like, you know, Park to man, fuck you. And not Park would say, well, he's just, how do you say that? Park was blessed and burdened. To be clear, he was targeted directly and indirectly. You told me, when I say about, a lot of people came and fathomed this system. They could see all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Well, this person done this. And I said, you look at certain dynamics in history. I was just coming another day with Dr. King's assassination. Black sanitation workers. They told them they didn't have to work that day. All these are different. You go look at different assassinations. You look at the surrounding elements. You know what I'm saying? Even you go back and look at certain like the assassination of Chairman Fred and the Fifth of Lamar Clark. It wasn't just simple a case of the police coming in on assassination. You tie into all the lights on the west side of Chicago being cut off. All the lights on the west side of Chicago being cut off. They came through the sweeps on all the drug spots. You know what I'm saying? It was certain players. They couldn't put together who was locked up, giving members of the Black Panther Party giving these exorbitant bonds. You know what I'm saying? So why would this person get $1 million bond for a pistol case? All this was done to attempt to isolate Chairman Fred. And mind you, there were attempts to take him out prior to this, we would have left the state's hands clean. What he did do, what Chairman Fred did, was they heightened the contradiction so it would be clear who done it. I had the police not come in their uniforms. Yeah, those same police could have came on 2337 West Monroe, December the 4th, and took their uniforms on, and people would be debating, well, maybe it was a gang hit or whatever. Still, you know, all police don't wear uniforms. And when you're on a plantation, when you're colonized, nothing comes to your quote-unquote community from crack to chitlins that capitalism ain't got no cut on it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Everything from the cartel to crack is political. And the deal is, one of the dynamics of being colonized is you're devalued to the point that you believe we would not, who am I to be targeted? Why would the system, you can see a James Bond 007, say, oh yeah, they're going to Russia, so on and so forth. You can't even fathom a system targeting, you know what I'm saying, a target not respectable community. You know what I'm saying? And deal is to up the ante. You know what I'm saying? And different players, whether it be certain individuals, whether it be state out of state or stupid, on the payroll, you know what I'm saying, working for the system. That's the type of political muscle we have to develop, you know, to have a correct conversation regardless of, you know what I'm saying. You go look at this individual, a case on Tupac recently. In his own interviews with Vlad, you know what I'm saying, Vlad interviewed Dwayne Keefe D. He's saying, he's telling you the psychological profile that the government had on him as a child. He's telling you how they, you know what I'm saying, when they grabbed him, you know what I'm saying, they knew he was doing this. They told him his whole history. You look, so the deal is, it's a psychological profile. It's one thing to be acknowledged a psychological profile. Then you have an extra up when you create, when you control the conditions to create a psychological profile. In other words, you control a situation for an individual to have daddy issues, mama issues, history of narcotic usage, or, you know what I'm saying, locked up, whatever. That's a, you really have to up, because you say, no, I not, not only do I know this individual, this prodigal come out like this way, that you control the situation, what schools they went to, what in this school they didn't attend to, what relationships, all these different dynamics. And you know what I'm saying, in most cases, like I tell you, like in certain individuals, like with the Panther Party, it's, you can look, man, you can tell who they come at, how they come at, I mean, all of that, the psychological profile. And whether they got to take them out with straight out bullets or Sherman Mao Zedong said, sugar-coated bullets. You know what I'm saying? The music industry. They not shooting, even they ain't shooting the dice, just grabbing certain individuals. They grab, they have a psychological profile. Who, you think they don't got the profile on Nicki Minaj, her disdain for her father in the Trinidad, before the spotlight's hit her. And you know what I'm saying? And they have a whole psychological profile. The case of Sam Cooke, who at the time was getting studio, had studios throughout in L.A., different studios, recording studios, was breaking ground in regards to the music industry. At that time, you go and say the whole dynamic, the fall guy or the fall woman. You know what I'm saying? You look at the cockiness, the lady. You go back and look at the interviews. Go look at the interviews, the lady, I can't recall her name right now. On the case of Sam Cooke, look at the cockiness. You can say, well, you say, wait a minute, who's gaslighting? Who is giving you this cognitive, this is the view cool? Look at the interviews of these individuals. Go look at the case of Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara. Go look, you know what I'm saying? The Felix Rodriguez, I believe, the CIA individual who was believed to pull the trigger on Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara in Bolivia, October 9th, 1967. Then go back and look at when he popped up again with George Bush's tenure. Go look at Gene Roberts, you know what I'm saying, who Malcolm X was assassinated. Gene Roberts, he right over Malcolm X all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, supposedly getting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He pops back up when? The case of Tupac's mother, New York 21. Yeah. These individuals, you go, it's a resume. It's a site, you know what I'm saying, you go case after case. Go look at the different dynamics. You start putting together. Call me paranoid. You know what I'm saying? You want to. I say everything from, like, even when you tell me one interview, you say how they riding. They was going to the lounge to get some drinks. They heard the women say Tupac. That's what he said out of his mouth. I'm the one guy, one of these guys we was protesting with. The guy said, man, you notice every time we had a protest, they sent a certain look of a woman towards you with a certain sort of car. And the guy said, I never noticed that. You know what I'm saying? They have a psychological point. And again, they on a need to know basis. We can look at the case of Lee Harvey Oswald, case on U.S. President John F. Kennedy. He did, you know, Jack Ruby. They knew this loudmouth cat. They're grad cats. They know the braggadocio, the egos, you bragging about you done this, so and so forth. Put him there. This is going to happen. One time in Pontiac prison, they came up with the paperwork, the files. They said, we put this guy in this prison this time. Put this guy here. The joint going to go up by this date. You know what I'm saying? That's it. When you step back and look at our community, it's a board game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you look at case after case. The case of, you know what I'm saying, so many hits that went down. Who was in play? How did, you know what I'm saying? Who, if we take this person out, we put this person in place. You know what I'm saying? The music industry, we can deliver this agenda. Go look at the different players that was involved, not involved. Look at who they pulled away from, you know what I'm saying? Get this person's a loyalist. Get this is person's weaknesses. This is their deficiencies. Put this person in play. Go, man, do an analysis on the case apart. That don't mean that you have to throw the baby out the bathwater. You can still say, okay, these individuals are complicit, but don't flatter them, say that you call no shots. We have the record on Freedom on Radio, making history, taking history. We have any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Sister Wendy, the sister, the Brother Abner. Free them all.
Welcome to Free them All Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well in this here. I'm going to reiterate again, I continue condolences to you and your family.
Thank you, thank you. So, yeah, I'm the sister of Abner Joseph, and Abner was just, he was just a loving person. Like, if you was to get to know him, you would have loved him. Like, everybody loved him. He was Black excellence, okay? Like, he wouldn't even harm a roach. And I just, the way that he died, he didn't deserve that. He didn't. And all we want, that's all we want. We just want justice. And we just asking everybody to do and just help us get justice. We want the police station to do their job. You know, stop sitting on y'all asses. Do what y'all got to do.
I know you probably asked this question a million times. I know it's probably difficult to go back to the details. But just out of curiosity, they say he was on the scene he was dead, or did they take him to the hospital? You know, what did they say? Your brother?
He was already... To be honest with you, once he shot him, he was already dead. Yes, they took him to the hospital, but he was already dead on the scene. Like, he shot my brother 7. And that, when you shoot somebody in the, one of the shots was right there in his chest. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 7 times. Indeed. Like, it was intent to kill. Like, This was a hate crime. I don't care what nobody say. This was a hate crime. It was a hate crime, and I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to stay calm, but I'm just getting pissed.
You and your sister and your brother Jason got up with how many of you all siblings? How many is it?
My mom got 7 kids. 7. Uh-huh. So now it's 6 of us.
How did Abner fit in? What, youngest, oldest, middle? How did he fit in?
Abner was the 5th.
He was the fifth.
I'm the 2nd. Jeff is the 3rd.
Okay. Okay. He was a vice principal.
Did so good. He started off in Georgia, and he did so good at that school that Chicago called him and was like, yo, we want you to come teach for our school because we love what you're doing, how you're doing in Georgia, you know, and we all was kind of skeptical about, you know, him going up there, and he was like, don't worry, sis, don't worry, family, I'm going to be okay, you know, I'm going to be okay where I'm staying at downtown Chicago, nothing's going to happen to me, we good.
And wow.
I was like,
yeah. I was just commenting. That's you point that out, because you're downtown Chicago. You know, to hear that, like, even 7 shots. You know, it's like a lot of people get immune. Like, okay, Chicago, someone got shot, it becomes a norm. You know, North Lawndale, Inglewood, Southwest Side, so on and so forth. But again, you're downtown Chicago, inside the building.
He didn't stay, like, you know, in a bad area. He stayed in a high rise, like, where the rent is, like, probably, like, $4,000 every month. Like, he stayed in a nice area with a doorman and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? Stay where?
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah.
And just want justice. We all want justice. My mom going through. We all want justice. That's all we want.
I know your mom. She had to make that trip also when y'all came over to Chicago.
She didn't make that trip yet because, you know, she's trying to still pull it. You know, we're trying to be there. But, you know, we will make that. Yeah. She will make that. You know, but as right now, because she's still, like, going through it herself, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a mother.
This was 2 weeks ago.
A mother don't never want to bury her child.
Yeah.
Don't never supposed to be burying her. She's not supposed to be burying us.
Yeah. It's ironic, too, you know, it's a big discussion. One of the guys got his brother's name, was a teacher in Chicago. There's a campaign going on in regards to, like, you know, the firing of black teachers, or black men, particularly. Like that. I was talking about the politics of that. Like, that's why I just reiterated about him being the vice principal. That's kind of like, you know, a lot of times I said, you know, when I grew up, and I'm sure a lot of people, the black man in the school was like, that was, at most, was a janitor, you know what I'm saying? At the most, was a janitor. You know what I'm saying? He's a vice principal. Your brother has sent me some inspiring footage of him. And so I just want people to make sure that y'all check out that Instagram again. Give me that again. If you can't answer to that Instagram contact and other social media contact, they can keep updated with the case.
Okay, so the Instagram for him is, give me a second, let me get on there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was making a difference, you know. He was making a difference in the world, in these kids' lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just.
The other thing you say, man, the people's pain. Go ahead.
His Instagram is Justice for Abner. So JUSTICE, the number 4, and then his name, Abner. AB as in dog.
Okay, y'all got the repost that, you know what I'm saying? Go to check it out, y'all. We live and directly again, my sister. You need to try to find out condolences. And, you know what I'm saying, this venue is open for y'all, you know, whenever. You know, I know it's a trek from now to here. So, you know, people here, like, you know, just you need some legs on the ground, feet on the ground here. Check on some basic updates, you know what I'm saying? Keep us posted.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to tell our story on here. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Anytime, the outlet is open, my sister. We live on the record, Free MR Radio and Spirit, the People's Pain and Flex. Again, we're going to talk about some other issues, too, upcoming. I think next week we're going to talk about this big discussion going on in Chicago and New York and D.C. in particular throughout the world because of the migration issue. We're talking about that, your thoughts on that. We'll be following up with that also. Don't forget, there's a hot issue going on also in regards to attempts to hijack the legacy of the Black Panther Party. It never stops, y'all. And I don't have the stuff with me right now, but it got brought to our attention that the Landmark Commission of Chicago and City Hall tomorrow is talking about, you know, the legacy of the Black Panther Party turning that entity over. So there's a lot of people calling, a lot of frustration. People calling me and saying, "Chairman, how you keep on taking this deed?" I say, "Man, it never stops, man. You know, no rest for the weary, man. It's hard." H. Rob Brown, I need somebody to give me H. Rob Brown's prison number, his number. Where he's at? We need some letters going to H. Rob Brown. We need those letters. Google, pull it up for me. Come on, the case of Justice Abner. I need updates on that. Tupac Amaru Shakur was assassinated. Yeah. Pac, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Panther Cub Pac, you know what I'm saying? Take what information you give me, but again, pause in the game. You go look, I mean, the Felix Rodriguez on the case of coming out to Ernesto Che Guevara. Got the lady's name in the case of Sam Cooke. Case after case, you know what I'm saying? Even this dynamic of the migrants, we have to update it on the type of discussion we have, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just going to have just right here, not like they have a reactionary assessment, like, man, what's going there coming from? So, you have to put in context the historical knowledge with former U.S. President William Jefferson Clinton with the NATO, North American Free Trade Agreement, that, how you said, the quote-unquote mysterious death, the timing of a former president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, and the same sort of illnesses hitting all those of South America, the leadership, you know what I'm saying, destabilizing these countries. You know, one of America's policies is to create chaos, then restore order, create a situation where you say, man, this is bad over here. Let's flood America. And you know what I'm saying? The whole dynamics of that. For the U.S. going to do what it do. Mind you, in Cuba, the initial plan for the Cuba was for Cuba to be a playpen. You know what I'm saying? For the U.S., yeah. The San Giacomo, the mafioso, that was going to be a playpen, a play resort. You know what I'm saying? And you had such puppets as Batista. You know what I'm saying? And forces like coming out to Che Guevara, coming out to Fidel Castro, they disrupted those plans. So you might just see some of the whole dynamic of Tupac. Who's a criminal psychologist say, when you look at a death force, who stands to win? Who benefits? Who benefits? You go look at the status of hip-hop right now. You think this shit could be going on in contrast with Pac around us or Pac on the set? Understand? Never. Never. In certain forces, they come in and say, this is the agenda. We're going to sell this slop hop. But what you're saying, well, how are we going to sell it? Yeah, how can it stand up next to this cat here, Pac, who's talking about political prisoners, who mentioned it, Dr. Wetula Shakur, Geronimo Jogger, who talking about this whole keep your head up. How can we push this eating some ass and sexy red? How can we push this narrative? With, you know, how can we push this slop hop? Gotta go. And what dynamics have you get out? And how the hands can remain clean? So that's up there. Up there, and you can't have no elementary response. The case of Nipsey Hussle. Go look at the property over there. The case of Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? You can't come with no elementary response to forces such as these with no you can't come with no 2+2 addition answer. These are calculus cats. Man, these are prognosis. These are calculus cats. You can't come with no, yeah, I heard Joe Blow, QBD. Man, they can play a pawns in the game. When you play chess, you're talking, man, you playing chess, man, that was a cold move that pawn did. It's a million of pawns. It's pawns all over. Man, all over the board with the politics. Even I'm gonna quote this, the little slave Lil Wayne. He said, "When you great, you assassinated." In certain forces, you talking about this in the street dynamics. In certain forces, when you get to a certain level, a certain degree, it's a whole different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? You say, "Whoa, wait a minute, they're making a meal." You go back and say, "Man, grandma making some such. She making a family reunion dinner. This ain't no McDonald's fish fillet." Ain't no, well, we're going to flip the bird. You say, hey, man, hold on, the oregano, the season, the cooking, you know what I'm saying? The cake, all this different dynamic. When you, certain cats, it's an insult to history, it's an insult to intelligence to believe these, all cats, well, man, such and such, he said he did it. Man, these cats flatter themselves. They can't, it don't even jive. It's like you telling me, man, they let this hen come through, and it went through the jungle, man. It knocked up the tiger, the elephant. Man, be for real. It don't jive. You have to back it up. You don't just say, oh, hold on. You, man, El Chapo, he was escaping out the prison. Every time they put him in there, he'd come through the hole and just snap his fingers. And it's just, man, be for real. You believe that? The El Chapo was coming through the hole. You believe some white dude in December 25th was hopping on some reindeers, flying around the world, coming through some chimneys. Man, be for real. Six of it. Nor if you believe that, it's certain dynamics that's necessary. If you white people, most of the black cats, because I come from, I said, hold on, a white dude came in my house at night, said, oh, hey, that's the that's the police. Not, but you, when you have certain force, you can sell that snake oil too. You can say, man, this Las Vegas trip, all of a sudden, 27 years later, they don't say, man, be for real. Be for real. These cats, they tell you, these cats are under surveillance. That do the dope. As a child, but man, the fact that Pac is the offspring of two members of the Black Panther Party, he's the offspring of two individuals who was a part of an organization that stood up. You think that cuts off a dead generation? Man, people ask about Malcolm X, and say, man, it seems like, man, they targeted, they going through bad luck. Man, do you know who Malcolm X was? Man, Tyson's choice, his DNA is going to be fighters in there for generations to come, whether they know it or not. When you have the system, one time in South Korea, they would keep you locked up for three generations to weed out what's in you. You know what I'm saying? Man, did this shit. Hey, and where is A-Ball MJG? Fresh than Colgate, deep in the Watergate. Real talk, y'all. So a lot of people, their brains cut up. They can't grasp that. You know, they got to turn it inwardly. Well, no, some niggas done it. You listen to them. Some people, they can't fathom. They can't fathom the state, you know what I'm saying, to stay doing nothing. Like, they got to run an abstract land. Oh, you go get real abstract on you. I don't know, man. You know, man, moons and stars. You know what I'm saying? Lava lamp. You know what I'm saying? Beanbag. You know what I'm saying? They can't. Then
That they can't believe a system that organized, that came through Africa, you know what I'm saying? I was told this with Sister Earl, I'm talking about that too, and literally kidnapped people, raped them, plundered land. A lot of people can't fathom that nobody would organize to that. They say, man, a system that comes strategically. Picked out certain people that use rape as a war tactic. That, you know what I'm saying? That's strategic. Man, I can't believe that. That couldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? You can show them all the facts you want to. You can show them the land, the pros and cons. You can see man, you walk through those slave dungeons, you know what I'm saying? The point of the door of no return. When you go through there, they have the room right here. They go with the men are forced to watch the women being raped. They can't fathom that. They don't want to fathom that, you know what I'm saying? Because the generation, because a lot of times you can't fathom it because they're complicit with it. It's an old saying in Africa. They say, man, everybody's not trying to get rid of slavery. Sons want to hold a whip. I just want to see, a lot of times people don't even know it. They brought out a Kanye on that show, Dream Champs. He'd be giving a phenomenal analysis on it, but it triggered him. He said, damn. He want to be a part of it. That's what he said. Now he never thought about it. They can see it in him. It's like a movie called Pimps Up, Hoes Down. The pimps say he will ride through a block. He can be a line of women. He can look in their eyes and see who want to go. He say, one pimp say he dressed the way he dressed. He say he can look at some woman and say, she wants it. She want to dress like this. They can tap into it. And I'll be able to guess it. They say, get him a piece of the motherfucking pie. And then you got those field marshal George Jackson say capitalism is such a foul piece of pie. I would have offered a piece. I'd rather not. Live and direct, y'all. Everything in our location, our house, I tell people, is political. And you come in with this abstract analysis about we all black people. You can't look at dogs that way. You can't look at no hens, no chickens that way. Why you think you go through the park? You go through the parks and go to the parks in Chicago. Look at them geeks. Why you think they got them geese tagged? It's different numbers on them geeks. They know what geese ain't playing. All them geese look alike. Go look at them numbers. They know what geese ain't playing no games with you. They know which ones. Listen, with bulls, a lot of people don't know, on farmers, a steer and a bull is different. Why you think the white community raised the steer up? They have on commercials with the big horns, the steer. Man, you can't run a mouse past a steer. In a castrated them. When you in our community, it's so cute. We went to Ferguson. We 9 years ago, we first got down there. You're moving around, I'm telling the comments, no, that ain't us. It's certain people out there protesting. I said, that ain't us. Certain guys, they do what the Panthers call murder mouth. We're seeing certain, I said, that's us. They said, champ, you know that? I said, no, I know them, but don't know them. Them cats cut from our cloth. And you touch down with them. Some young lady, she come on to me, oh, come on, brother. We all together. This is us. And also, with all due respect, that's not us. She come on, oh, no, brother. We need to have unity. We need all to come together. Drink up some green juice together. Like some incense. All due respect, that's not us, since we not cut from that cloth. Brother, that's the problem now. We the white man doing this stuff, we all black. I come back later on, about 3-4 years later, for Darren Seals' funeral. Dudes, hey, man, can't you holler her, man? Holler your sister, man. They got disrespected by these cats call themselves Panthers. I said, she was up with it. Oh, there's a problem now. She can see now because she got crossed. See, we have very few disappointments. We come through the dope. Our life depends on soon we come on a cell block within 2 seconds. We ain't got time to figure out, man, what dude is a Virgo, Capricorn. I'm inside the cage, the state deal. They bring a guy in the cell with me. Now, when you first, I got to check you out. So I'm sitting there. We inside the cell. The Ricky Lake TV show come on. This girl, 14 years old. Dude say, man, look at her. I said, okay, give him a second chance. I said, did you see the caption? Is she 14? He said, yeah. Now, I'm not going to bet. Some people say, what do you mean by that? Brother, we shouldn't be looking at this here. Educate this brother. This dude, 40-some years old. Late 40. I say, but man, won't you check into cell change when they come back through? He said, no, I'm cool. I said, no. I don't have a relationship with the guards. Check into a cell change. Then you sitting there. A cell change, they said, we'll get back to you. You put up a sheet in the cell to use the bathroom, they give you a ticket. The sheet is up. The guard walked past, don't say nothing. I said, oh, this dude isn't here by design. See what I'm saying?
See, a lot of people need certain people to come out telling they racist. So this man, this a plan. You got to be able to pick up on certain points. Man, Chairman, they say, man, it's, I'm gonna get, it's when Chairman Fred went to go meet with the Stones in the 60s, he had role play. He put the chairs in certain roles. He, look who he took in, didn't take. He wasn't shooting the, man, Chairman Fred, listen. All, that's why we had to bust that narrative out. All them bogus books they talking about O'Neill was in security. William O'Neill was never Chairman Fred's security. Never. He, man, never. But those, when you have a structure, you clear on it. Man, again, you watch, even back then and to date, you watch who attracts the what. And don't always take it like it's some plan they do. It's certain people, man, so you think some cats get up and they plan on going to smoke some crack? Or they plan on doing, man, they're going to trigger certain thing. They can turn on, like, some guys be the lady. Then they say last call's alcohol. You weren't planning on doing nothing with, you weren't planning on holiday, lady. They say, you know, y'all wake up in the morning, how the fuck we get it together? Man, last call, it triggers something in your brain. Bam. They got that thing there, the drink, pill, whatever it is. They say, you know, man, now, you can sell that story to your the grandchildren if they probably, yeah, man, we met together. There was this great plan about her being an Aquarius and you being a Scorpio. That sound good. In the real world, especially on the plantation, when you colonize, these are different dynamics. On the plantation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you great. Man, you know, it's embarrassing being oppressed. Master, a lot of your relationships, as a result, Master Johnson, had old Miss Master Smith something. They said, you know, man, my great-grandmother, you know, you talk about segregation. Segregation, we stuck together. Man, you ain't sticking together. You was put together. By force. You said let's take over to somebody else. When you colonize, a non-independent people do not make independent decisions. We on the countdown. I'm not going into too much detail, y'all. I'm in my office the other day, my office of the streets, and I get a call about a situation that happened on the west side of Chicago, 16th Street, you know what I'm saying? And ironically, you'll say 16th Street is historic, you know what I'm saying, for a number of reasons. In fact, those who came August 30th, talking about the Spurgeon Shake, one of the medical center, sitting in Springfield. You did. And even the struggles, that just didn't happen. That was some struggles that went down over there. You know what I'm saying? And this is why this legacy we fight to protect it. This is why y'all got to be on deck tomorrow morning at City Hall at 9 in the morning to challenge this attempt by the Historical Landmark Commission to give away this history of the Black Panther Party. This is why you got to be on point. This is why you got to tune in tomorrow on Carl Nelson's show tomorrow at 6 a.m. in the morning. You know what I'm saying? This is why you can't afford to think the Black Panther Party is anybody who throw a leather jacket on. This is why you got to up your political muscle. This is why you got to work out to be able to distinguish those that was in the Black Panther Party and those that was the Black Panther. Yeah, yeah. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. You got to get some political education. A lot of people want that. They want some cliff notes. They want some one-night stands. This is a process. This ain't no fast. This ain't no microwave meal here. It's a movement. You have to be able to pick up on certain things through the dope. Move quick. 16 in Springfield. Well, there were attempts to stop the Black Panther Party Medical Center. And I'd be like, how did that happen? You know, so it's a long story. So I touched down over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm on location. Get a phone call. Some stuff happened in the community. So the daughter was beat or something. So I just come in from Montgomery, Alabama. Roll over there. So we're getting out. We're walking through the 6 a.m., y'all. Tune in to Carl Nelson show, getting reminded. So I'm walking, so I'm touching down, you know. Within two minutes, a brother picked me up, a brother identified me out. He said, man, I know you is. He said, Chairman Fred. He said, I'm like, I said, free them all. He said, yeah, free them all, I know about this. He said, I'll be following you. I'm checking them out. I'm watching different dynamics. I'm checking peopleology. Richard Pryor used that term, a peopleologist. It's like the back of a pickup truck. It's like, this is the hood, you know what I'm saying? And see, a lot of times, I distinguish a slave from enslaved. It's a big difference. I'm watching the dynamics. That's what it is, you know, cardboard, different prices of food, you know what I'm saying? These are areas that a lot of people technically call food deserts. A lot of people go away to the system and say, okay, you can go, you know what I'm saying, get a permit to get food. Got like a little restaurant cooking some food over there. TV sounds, I said, damn, you know what I'm saying? I said, it's a good little vibe here, man. I said, well, let's to this here, you know. So, yeah, man, Next thing you know, me and this brother in a conversation about, he said, man, you get a vacant lot. You can set up another vacant lot. Put this here. It's a dialogue that, that a lot of people do. So you say, wait a minute, this got to be held in some sort of boardroom or economic great college forum. We have some dialogue. I came over to check on this other conversation in the community, but next thing you know, we have some stuff that is contrary to what you would say. Okay, what is this happening on 16th Street for? So I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? Give a little background about his ideas and thoughts. He said, man, he said, yeah, I'm familiar with us. Okay, dig that. So we talked. I said, man, I'd like to support us. But I said, oh, you fish, man. He said, come on through. I said, Friday, I got you. He said, come on through Friday. He said, I got you. He said, man. I said, cool. So I said, you know what? I'm on the phone. I'm telling people about this. Is inspiring to me. See, I'm going to get inspiration from different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the valley, not the mountain. And people meet me, they get to brag, oh, I went to this college. I study people. I can see the potential they're in their own potential. And the system can see that. That's why these people understand. They can come through the door and say, no, this is a problem. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no problem. They can study that. You know what I'm saying? I go back. I say, dig. I'm watching the dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Of cooking, and I'm watching the sweeping up into the joint, everything. I'm watching all this. You know what I'm saying? This is again, this is on the bacon, not in the hood. So I said, okay, I'm gonna check back on Friday. So I told the free of my radio, and actually, it comes to some stage that he said, we'll be here all day. We'll be here all day talking. I said, no doubt. I had to go another meeting I had to go to on the south side. That's what it was. You know, we laughed about it because I said, Chairman's gonna be late, but he'll be on time. He'll be there. So I had to go to another meeting on the south side. So I'm going to also do that. I think I go out of town. So I'm checking my soap. So I'm going live some other events. So, man, y'all, a lot of people who know that I'm not really hip to all this social media stuff. So I'm seeing this DM, checking your inbox, your DM. So I'm checking Facebook, checking all this different stuff. I said, man, where we at? I'm going live yesterday. Be on the countdown before we close on y'all grabbing. This the impact of our office is peace, and I say they're doing a political pivot. In other words, a lot of stuff, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, this stuff is laid out for them. Like, they clothes laid out for them, what events, what they can speak on. Everything is laid out for them. That's not the cloth I'm cut from. They'll be on a political pivot. So I'm trying to check the direct message. So I thought, so next thing, let's just say, man, bring you on live on the screen. Cut me, y'all. I want y'all to go change on. I think it's on YouTube. We got it posted now. I wanted to get posted. And well, I tell people, when we talk about these cases, a lot of times it seems distant. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad in Chicago, so. And you can get the stats and facts are one thing. That's why I went back with the brother and his family just called me about the case, Abner Joseph. I said, oh, hold on, I made a mistake. Could you go back a little bit and give me a little background on, you know, who he is? Because not until we get these numbers, like Pac said about Brenda, Brenda's got a baby. Dude, so what's the big deal? Because even in reality, they couldn't see it. Pac seen that. Pac said, let me show you how it impacts the whole community. And that's what a lot of times, we just see it. We see these numbers, 400 murders, 400 deaths. And that's the connection. See, he's an organizer, as a leader, as a representative of our people. A lot of people say, well, how many members you got to deal with? You have to take into account. I tell people, Minister UEP Newton, Chairman Frank, they not only have to deal with their respective membership, they got to deal with their membership's relationships, who they got, their side relationships, their choice, their damage, their baggage. In other words, you're on a Greyhound bus. It's not just 400 passengers. It's 400 passengers with baggage, damage, their friends. All this comes with it. When a system hits us in our community, the trickle-down impact can't be told in words. It can't be told in words. The trickle-down impact. When you let somebody hijack a history, a legacy, it takes a certain dynamic. That, you know what I'm saying? When they take, listen, when Genghis Khan, the Mongolians, when he went through China, he just didn't go, he picked out certain Chinese. They take, get that one. He said, that one can reproduce. He wanted a certain sort of Chinese to reproduce. In our communities, it's certain people that they hit. I'm in the case of Michael Walker and Cabrini Green. I said, man, this cat has some backbone. Everybody, even cats who was in tour with us, said, man, dude, no punk. You go through our community, you say, man, to have a back in the music industry, you can't find no cats. It's strategic. You like, man, won't you say something positive? Listen, even that thing with Remy Ma and Papoose, you think they feel like image be up of a black man and woman together? Man, be for real. Be for real. Be for real. Insert images of you can say, man, I don't want no smoke. I'm not trying to challenge the system. Dude, you can that image alone, it can't stand. Cause it may inspire. In India, when they train the elephant in India, if the elephant see the trainer step on this cup, and that elephant step on that cup, that elephant gotta be killed or transferred. And to get rid of him. Why? Because that elephant will say, whoa, Jack, hold on. Man, dude ain't no hell of a motherfucker. He don't weigh what I weigh. I know we got him. It's you got certain images of cats talking about doing some little restaurants in the hood. And it's a different state dynamic. In other words, a lot of people say, well, I have a job. I do work. You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's cool. Certain dogs, it's a problem to get their leash on you. When you start showing their independence, your own backbone, oh, Jack, we got a problem here. See, people say, why, the chairman, yeah, I'm a certain organization in the prison. They say, excuse me, is your organization chartered? No, they get proud about it. I'm chairman for it because the people said it. Yeah. When you see people doing standing up on their own, that's a different sort of feeling as opposed to coming through with some sheepskin, say, yes, I've been approved. I've been vaccinated, approved. You know what I'm saying? They've been sanitized. You know what I'm saying? The state washed me up. You know what I'm saying? Put me up here. They told me how to speak. You supposed to, man, did this shit, man. I may have taken those skills, as many as you would say, to the bourgeoisie skills and make it work into the masses. That's a different sort of dynamic. That's Chairman Fred Hampton. He's telling us, hold on, this should be, you were talking about organizing a pre-breakfast program. See, the movie Panther, they said, if we can't have a white dude, they wanted Tom Cruise to play Minister UEP Newton. Now people say, I know Minister UEP Newton, it ain't happening, It's okay, tell you what. Make it that these two individuals, the founders of Black Panther Party, Minister UEP Newton and Chairman Bobby Seale, were taught by the teachers at the professors at the school. See, it can't be no on your own. You know what I'm saying? That's why this whole thing about this landmark, this history thing, can be real careful. Because you go back and follow the leash, you're like, that's a nice dog. That dog vicious. You say, yeah, but follow the leash. Follow the leash. And say, whoa, whose hand is controlling that dog? As opposed to another dog so say, man, I know bullshit and I see it. I don't need the master. You got to be in the house. I'm going to break it down. I'm handling that business. It's a different dynamic. Say, man, the brother, he wasn't talking about cooking no fish. He said, I'm gonna go out my menu. I got you Friday. Now you go to McDonald's, and the person said, man, we don't serve that. Well, I thought maybe no, we don't serve that. I mean, we don't serve that because corporate don't allow that. Well, I thought you would give me extra. No, I can't give you extra because corporate. This is a plantation. Food tastes better. What's wrong? Self-determination, independence, y'all. You know, the countdown, y'all. We're gonna be, so, man, look at this Instagram. The sister, man, she hit me. And, man, hit me on the, she and, I ain't going to push her. She's today. They came to the studio with us today. I'm going to give our condolences to her and her family again. And we going to be, you know what I'm saying, I guess my little youngsters are YouTube. They, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call her bluff. She says she do some in the studio. I think she just talking. We gonna see what they do though. we gonna put it in the studio with them youngsters, man. Our community, y'all. Even the, we said the people's pain reflects, y'all. Even the releases, you know, the love for her pops. You know what I'm saying? You could feel it. And when she's talking, man, you know what I'm saying? And she hit me out there, you know, out the blue, man. She said, he came back, he told me he met you. And she said, man, he was murdered right in front of the sister. You know what I'm saying? And our community, we're told to take it in, keep moving. You see, I did a poem one time called No President's Cry for Me. No President's Cry for Me. This poem was written after Sandy Hook, Connecticut. No slight, no disrespect, no taking away. When the white children were murdered at school, that was the first time myself had seen U.S. President Barack Obama. Tears cry. These white children, no disrespect. That impacts you. When I was talking to her, she said, man, you cry. I said, no, my eyes water. People, they become immune to our pain. It becomes normalized. You can't find a motherfucking postman, you know what I'm saying, to say, wait, that impacted us. It impact, man, the people's pain reflects, y'all. And we can't, Asada Shakur said, one of the things about being oppressed, you have to struggle to be able to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. This should not be taken as normal, y'all. We're gonna keep y'all abreast. We're gonna get a studio, do a tribute to a song for her pops, man. My YouTube, they hit us up. They seen it. I'm gonna check with them about getting in the studio, y'all. So we're gonna get together, y'all. So we're gonna open up one of the pieces, the shows with it. I want y'all to make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning, the Carl Nelson Show. Any more callers we got in queue? And so if you want to say something before we get up, let me know.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No more calls in queue. But I would like to add something. Last week, I did a calling campaign regarding my grandson, Malachi, and the failure of the principal and the school to act in any type of way, or in the campaign, really, because they had no protocol in place. So I did that. They tried to have me arrested. You know, that didn't work. Just everything. Well, yesterday, Malachi was let out of after school. It ended at 4:45. He got on the bus about 5:05. It was almost 7 p.m. before Malachi got off the bus. Now, despite the fact that a little girl was let off a block away, my grandson was on that bus almost 2 hours. 2 hours. They're claiming the bus driver, they couldn't find the house for 2 hours. And they kept him and rode him around. He said they just rode around for 2 hours. When my daughter called in them, they just kept saying they're en route. Then they said they called the driver. She wasn't answering. Now, for 2 hours, where simply they got the address. So even just getting on the street or asking him, do you know which one is your house? Nothing. Like nothing. Just literally. And then it came and it stopped on the corner, sat there about 5 minutes. So be that it, buses kept going through. Then my mother went out, you know, and sure enough, he was on that bus. So, and my thing is, we don't believe in.
How old is he? How old is this, Karen?
Malachi is 6.
6 years
and
old.
So, and let me
put this in context. Hold on. This is Comrade Daphne, y'all. She's not talking about, we're not in Chicago. Let people know where we at. We're talking about, so people can know what we're talking about too.
In Macomb, Mississippi. Yeah, I'm in Macomb, Mississippi. So yeah, and he goes to Akin Elementary in the Macomb School District in Macomb, Mississippi. And yeah, so when I went at it with that old whole ass principal, you know, like I said, all the tactics, and I knew, but this was clearly some retribution, you know. And even on the part of that bus driver. But you know what I'm saying? Because there's no way you didn't
We need your Facebook profile, too. So I need to do some back and check what dates. Because to put in context what's been going on with you in the school, 929. Hold on, man. Okay. No. I lost my volume. 929. Hold on. So see, I can't. It's 929-477-3785. I lost my volume. Now I can't click over. Now, y'all need to put that number up on y'all wall somewhere. 929-477-3785. So, Comrade, continue on. So, give me a Facebook.
My Facebook is Daphne Jackson. Daphne Jackson.
Can they check? Can they start?
Well, I posted about that today.
No. When this was all to put in context, this was not going on. Like how far
was
at the school.
That was on. It was last Tuesday when I initially posted last Monday. Let me see what the date of that one was. That would have been on. So that was what, September 28th. The incident happened on September, okay, so I'm still on the wrong date. I'm slow as hell.
September 25th.
When I posted first, the incident happened on the 22nd, when Malachi was stabbed in the stomach with a pencil by another student. Not only did they not call anybody, they took him to the nurse, patched it up, and they waited until after school was out for the teacher called, said what happened. The principal wouldn't take a call from my daughter. She wouldn't do anything. I initiated the call-in campaign, and I want to thank everybody who called in and the support for that, because that instituted the state board of education superintendent down to the Macomb superintendent, and they made her call my daughter. And even then, she said, well, all she's going to do is move the kid to another class. That's all she's going to do. And now, to be clear, it's not about criminalizing the child or anything wanting to happen to him. This the problem here is the lack of accountability from the principal, who about as dumb as a box of rocks, like literally even talking to her. I'm trying to explain to her that, you know, just identifying things going on with children, you know, and addressing it and him not knowing it, so that it's not okay, you know, and seeing what's going on, what type of protocols do y'all have in place to deal with stuff like this. And it's already so much violent stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? And the child is only 6 years old. So I'm not criminalizing the baby. It's her. And it's, well, it's the school district, you know, and how they handle stuff. The only thing they do know how to do is, like, as far as the older criminalized, because you have two teenagers sitting in jail right now because they were caught with guns on two different days at the high school. And it's like, this is a very small town, and you got, like, every week kids killing each other. But it's like no response from them. They was just like, whatever, you know, like sweep them running, ain't gonna talk about it. They wouldn't let my daughter talk with the parents. Myself, I did talk with the parents. Yeah, but after the calling campaign, they initiated it. And she still tried to, after that, the police show up at my door telling me she want to press charges. Like, but for what? So I told them I expected them. Of course, I know how this go. I know the tactics. I know the trick. Wrong one. I ain't going away. You know, so and so what, that, and then now you, yesterday this.
What, okay, what, what's the problem? Do you need people to call? What's the next follow-up steps? Do you need people on deck? Do next follow-up steps? Anything?
And I hadn't arrived yet because I'm going to do the call-in campaign again, Chair. But I'm also tying it in with the dignity in school I was getting ready to do and prepare for the National Week of Action Against School Pushout. And ironically, dignity in school, their hashtag is Eyes on Mississippi. And then also since then, that just parents reaching out of the same type of situations, period, in this state, you know. So, you know, I'm kind of getting with them and tying it all in together. You know, and to not be subjective
okay,
about
go to your go to Daphne Jackson page, right? Correct.
Yes.
And I, keep
yes.
updated.
It's only one me.
Bridget Henry
I mean,
Banks,
you can
I
find
you
a
too.
Lot of them, but you don't know which one is me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bertina Smith, make sure Lakeith Smith's mother is left from Montgomery, Alabama. Love, respect, right on. So Dorothy Holmes, we talking about your upcoming event next Wednesday. Right on the page. Also, Jacob Blake,
long
we love
run,
y'all. Don't you right? It's an anniversary. It's October. She's gonna remind us Tuesday about this next Wednesday show. I'm gonna see y'all at City Hall tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what time it starts, but we are not. This they trying to get man. This issue about the Black Panther Party history, the landmark, no go. I think they're coming in trying to give me give me smoke signals to throw me up out, get me up out of here, y'all. Keep y'all posted. I need y'all again. Sister Comrade Daphne, Daphne's page. Keep updated on that. I want this sister going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? I just met her. I've been to her brother. You know what I'm saying? Small world. I just met her father. Go to her, my page and see that Instagram live. She came on. It's called K-Day 47. K-Day, that's her page. So tap into that. I'm going to keep you all posted. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. No go. I can't make it no more simple on that. This thing they're talking tomorrow about the Black Panther Party Langer, no go. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. Real talk. I'm going to keep you all posted. You know, early in the morning. You know what I'm I know some Conrad Daddy, but Chairman, don't you be late there. Hey, you know what I know. Hey, I'm going to get up early in the morning. Man. Jacob Blake, Cortez Rice. They pushing for me to take that. I'm supposed to clinic with them a minute, get a breather. And I just left Montgomery, Alabama. I live out of a suitcase, man. I jumped in, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I love y'all. We love the people, man. I want to get a rest in so big, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you can put our guards down. Bro, we say love and respect to all y'all. Happy birthday, H.R. Brown and Emmanuel Alameen. Keep y'all posted, y'all, again, up in the morning. Tune in tomorrow. Excuse me, on Carl Nelson's show. And I'll keep y'all posted on so many other moves we're doing, y'all. Represent love and respect with the car. Free them all. 929-477-3785. Put that number on there Wednesday, 6:30, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Man, it's been making history, taking history, and taking history, y'all. It's the call. Free them all.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our sixth room, be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
It's all, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's rich. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black, in this white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed the casket, gently ask him if they have him for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, but suck, check your sense. Knowing what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling. And it's white man's
it's
world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brother and man. We must fight for brother and man.
Let's go.
world, dang all the real OGs, we out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.